escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Go! On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We're going to talk NBA. We'll tell you who's not coming back to the Hawks. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But before we do, we are just expressing our frustration with these mounting things that have happened with our team. And so, you know, with that said, we're talking about the Braves, and we just had a great conversation with Graham McCauley. But, you know, today when we find out, again, Chris Sale's been moved to the 60-day IL, you're like, okay, what's that mean? It means if he stays on the IL, is not unable to come off anytime soon, that's the earliest he's going to be able to return is the end of August. And you're talking about, okay, what is his return on investment at that point, despite what he's done to this point of the season? And even then, what if we're so far out of it? You're not using him.
I mean, Chris, coming off an injury, you're going to have a guy who you got after an injury. That's why we were able to get such a good deal for him in the first place. You know, and then you're going to say, what, I'm going to make him, you know, grind five starts out for what? You know, what? if you're 10 games out of the wild card, who knows where we'll be then? Look, I mean, the great debate about pitching, Carl and I were just talking during the break about, you know me, every single offseason, every hot stove league, I'm always, can we please go do what the big money teams do, go get some frontline starting pitching, see one of those $175 million contracts for a guy who's going to be there, your fifth starter, every other, you know, every year for 5 years. We never do it. And look, I understood Max Fried because he had some injuries, but man, even that, you never even rewarded Max Fried. Strider got a deal early on. Money Harris got a deal early on. You never rewarded Max Fried. I just don't understand how Alex – I understand. I don't think he gets all the money to work with. Other GMs do. He'll never admit that. But I just don't understand his aversion to locking in the big money starting pitching you've got to have. Then some Braves fans right now would hear that, Carl, and say, well, it doesn't matter. You can't hit.
True.
You know?
That's true, too. I mean, there's a multitude of things going on. But pitching still wins. When it comes down to these big games and the playoffs and winning series, pitching still wins. You know how I know that?
Right.
Because we had the best offense almost in the history of Major League Baseball 3 years ago, and we didn't win. We didn't win it. So this is why this pitching aspect, it's why the Dodgers have loaded up. Shohei Ohtani pitched a couple of innings last week, and everybody lost their mind. He threw a ball 102 miles per hour, and everybody went, oh! And they were like, okay, saw seven batters, we're good. He's not even out there throwing six or seven innings because he doesn't have to. And the point that we're talking about here with our team is, outside of the hitting, which is his own issue, you've got to give yourself a chance. And what has happened this year is, yes, unexpected injuries, but you know that's going to happen every year. But now it's starting to pile up, and all of a sudden you've got two guys that you really trust. And you're throwing out there every fifth day. And Schwellenbach has just gotten to this point, right? He's shown very good promise. Strider, we felt good about him probably from day one, the first time you saw him, because he was electric. But it's more than that. And that's what Grant was saying, you know, and that's what we're saying. Right. It's like, you need more than that. Even if our guys were hitting, we need more than that. And you're going to say, well, Dukes and Bell, they'll handle that at the trade deadline. You can't do all the things.
No, as we said, I mean, they're prepared to roll the rest of the season with, you know, Nick Allen, and that'll be their shortstop. But I mean, and look, he's gotten better of late. Ozuna's struggling. Riley's only got 11 home runs. Think about that.
That's nuts.
Right? Am I reading this right? I'm going to look at my stat. Get my stats in order.
Is that right?
I'm looking at, yeah, he's got 12. I said 11. He's got 12 home runs, and we're coming up on the All-Star break. So, I mean, that's a guy that's just, he's not slugging like you need him to. Olsen has been okay. He's certainly been, I'm not complaining about him. And we all know about Acuna, who's leading the ballots, by the way, the second phase of All-Star balloting. So vote early, vote often, vote Acuna.
Yeah. Franco hits us up. Dukes and Bell says, I'm still going to the game tonight. LOL. You should. Day-Day's going. We think Dylan Matthews is going to be there. Look, right. We're not saying we don't support our team. We absolutely do. We're just telling you the facts of what we're dealing with that's in front of us.
I mean, a team that can't hit. I mean, like I said, the Angels, they got 40 more home runs than the Braves coming into town tonight. We're 20th in home runs. If the Braves don't hit home runs, the Braves don't win.
Nope.
That's been as long as I've been here in Atlanta, going through Bobby Cox and, I mean, any different version of this team. It's the three-run home run. Like, you could say that for almost all of baseball. There's only a couple guys in the bigs like Bochy and Torrey who know how to manufacture runs anymore anyway.
All right. We're going to see where this goes. Maybe we sweep these guys. And as we've been saying all season, we get on a run. I doubt it, but I have to say it, okay?
Right. You do have some guys. Carl and I have been arguing about how good the minor league system is. They got a couple of pitchers that are in the futures game. So as Carl said, someone still values them. But this is the question for Braves fans. Remember the Vaughn Grissom nation?
Yes.
You can't trade Vaughn Grissom.
Yes.
Get a Cy Young Award winner for him. Grissom hasn't done jack in Boston.
No.
But I mean, but is this the season, and I understand the argument I just made, but is this the season where you do mortgage some of your future? Because even if you get a guy in here, as Carl said, a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher isn't going to change anything.
No, it's just not. Got to give you some updates. Larry Nance Jr., guys, he was playing well for the Hawks last year. Really a locker room guy. Ends up getting hurt. He's going back to Cleveland, Mike. There were thoughts and rumors about him potentially joining this team and being one of those guys that they were going to end up signing. Maybe as, you know, the last, what, 10, 11, 12 guy on the bench or whatever it might be. Either way, Larry Nance Jr. is not going to be back with the Hawks. And we said this, they still have some money to spend even after last night and the moves that have been made, which won't become official until July 6th. Meanwhile, other news around the NBA, and it's big news today, because apparently it's ticked off Giannis. And Mike, you said this, Dame Lillard waived by the Bucks. Okay, remember, right. Achilles injury. Then they end up signing, ironically, Miles Turner from the Pacers. He gets a new deal, 4 years, $107 million. But apparently Giannis is upset with the way the Bucks handled
this. Yeah, this reported out of Milwaukee, and then Shams Charania picked it up, and other NBA journalists. But, yeah, Dame Lillard, the way he was treated, apparently has irked Giannis to the point now Vegas has the Hawks at 6-1 to land Giannis.
What?
If he wanted to demand a trade. Bucks, by the way, sticking with him, you know, the option with his contract. You still got 3 more years on his current deal. Raptors at 8-1, Knicks at 15-1. But just the fact that the Hawks are making so many moves, and Ansi Saleh has done such a great job that everybody who follows the NBA is saying the Hawks are on the move. We are contenders in the East. But if you got Giannis in here, guys, I don't care about losing Jalen Johnson and first-round picks, whatever we didn't already give to the Spurs. Yes, that unprotected pick from the Pelicans would be gone.
Be gone.
And maybe they want Reese Oshay. I don't know. But Giannis here with Trey, with Dyson Daniels, with, and again, maybe Porzingis would have to go. I don't know. But you bring Giannis here, that's a game changer, guys. That's us every year in the mix. That's 50 plus wins every year, Carl, or more.
It is, it's a game changer. Just not only the how we're viewed around the NBA and around the country. It's a real game changer. Like, all of a sudden, we're a championship-caliber team.
Like, the net worth of the franchise goes up.
That's right. So we're going to see where that goes. But, again, that's all predicated on Giannis demanding out. But if he didn't like this, and I said to Mike earlier, how much did he not like it? Like, if you feel like there's some shady business going on there and the organization doesn't have your back anymore, or is he just upset, Mike, that he's starting to realize, I don't have a whole lot around me as I thought
well,
I might?
You said it. Look, love him or hate him, Coach Bud was the best coach they've had there in years.
Yep.
And Doc just ain't that guy. And then the way they kind of chipped away at it, you know, losing guys like Drew Holiday and Portis and everybody else, they kind of got away, kind of like what happened to us in the 21 championship team.
And the crazy thing, too, I was just looking at this because everybody's like, wait, don't they owe Dame a lot of money? They do.
They've got a buyout center. They set a payment plan up, basically.
They did. It's called a stretch provision. Again, all these rules in the CBA, collective bargaining.
Wait, what apron does the stretch provision put you in?
But it allows the Bucks to basically stretch the remaining 2 years left on his contract to five so they can pay him a minimum amount. It's still $22 million per year. But they don't have to pay all the money out, Mike, and it allows them to kind of save some of their salary cap. It's interesting, but it's called the stretch provision. So anyway, that's what they're doing with Dame. And by the way, Dame will be free to sign wherever he wants. Okay,
but the Achilles, you know, we said earlier, Kyrie's coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
He gets a contract extension in Dallas, and we get this new provision we didn't know about for a guy who's gone because he's got the Achilles.
He's owed $113 million.
And so 2 years older than Kyrie, by the way, too.
So that's the deal. So the Bucks are like, yeah, he's going to get his money, but we're going to use this provision to save and make sure that we can try to do something with our team. Lots going on, though, man. And again, we're just keeping tabs on all this stuff and where it might end up. It's just started. But I think the big, you know, surprise today was the Miles Turner move. Mike, you said it earlier. Lots of fans upset with Turner. That series was heated. And Turner, you know, goes there. And apparently the Pacers were trying to save money, which is why they didn't pay him.
Because the Pacers are probably saying, to your point, everybody in the league, owners are looking at their general managers going, look at those guys. Well, they don't want to get into the cap in a year where you got no Halliburton.
That's right.
So why pay on a tax apron when your ceiling is probably, you know, if you're lucky, seventh or eighth place.
Correct. Yeah. By the way, SGA reaches a super max deal, guys. $285 million extension. Mike and I discussed this earlier. It won't kick in until 27, but you talk about the amount of money, and again, get ready, $71 million when this kicks in per.
Hey.
It's the richest annual salary for a player in league history. And, you know, this isn't about deserving because everybody's going, he's good, but he ain't that good. Guys, look, if Shaq played today, he'd be making this. If Mike played today, he'd be making this. Kobe, all right? It's just where the league right. and this revenue is, Mike. And so this is what guys are getting, and Shea is 26 years old.
Hey, look, is it fair? I mean, they do play 82 games. Well, some guys play 82 games. But it is interesting. The NFL, our most popular sport, these guys don't touch this kind of money. But these guys have got only 15 guys, 12 guys on a roster.
Yeah.
53 men on an NFL roster. Plus, as big as the NFL is killing it, and TV, and they are, that $76 billion TV deal that the NBA has cut is putting all this revenue in the owner's coffers. So the market resets every time. Just like you and I are always mystified when some average quarterback gets a $50 million deal in the NFL.
You know about Brock Purdy?
Or Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's true. So that news all hitting the day with the NBA, and there'll be more news between now, of course, and the end of the week, and we're all over it to see what else the Hawks potentially are going to do. And again, this may be a little quiet, and then when we least expect it, they may make that last move because they want to see how the market shakes out. Mm. They made a splash yesterday, guys, and that was the thing Mike and I discussed before we get out of here. It is rare, and this is why I think Hawks fans, you should be excited, Mike, that we've been day one players in free agency with the Hawks.
Right. Now, maybe you guys don't follow Nikhil Alexander-Walker, but he was a big part of Minnesota. We talked about that earlier. You got a guy, we're looking for shooters, right? Caris LeVert goes and signs with Detroit, so he's not an option. But we bring in some more pieces, guys. You've got some dudes in Luke Kennard. That guy, the last three years, he's the best percentage-wise three-point shooter in the league. So all we need now, and we talked about it with Brian Oliver, maybe we get another big because as we Bob Rathlin said, what about Larry Nance Jr.? He's gone. Mo Gay, you believe in him. But, you know, you can't expect Ace Newell to come in and just, you know, be a pro. He's going to have to learn on the job. You got to temper your expectations. So maybe a backup point guard, you know, of some value. I mentioned Tyus Jones signed with Orlando, so he's off the books. But and maybe another center. But you got money. You still got money to do these things.
You still got some money. Dom, we got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 Oh! The Game.
Big Wednesday show tomorrow. Make sure you're here starting at 2 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. Big shout out to all of our guests today who stopped by. Mike mentioned Brian Oliver talking some NBA with us, FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst. Also, Seth Emerson. Great interview with Seth, Mike, about Georgia Tech, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Look, we believe in Brent Key. I think Tech fans do. But as I asked him, it just seems like the worst time to lose a guy like Jay Batt, who really was doing some innovative things for Georgia Tech, had all the ships. Maybe they stay in the same direction. But as he said, it's always very combative amongst alumni and expectations. Hopefully Brent someday can beat George and do what his boss, George O'Leary, used to do.
Yeah. Hopefully that starts this year. Because, again, a rivalry's not a rivalry unless you're winning every now and then. Hey, Dom, great job behind the glass. Day-Day, enjoy the game tonight. Take that photo. I want to see if Dylan Matthews, Dylon, makes the game tonight. Or, Mike, is he whipped? Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, speaking of Dylan, special time in a boy's life. First time seeing Mike Trout. You know, remember Mike Trout when he was like one of the greatest players of his generation and then he couldn't stay healthy? I mean, hopefully he's able to stay healthy for these three games in Atlanta because we never get to see these guys, right?
No.
One of the best players because Major League Baseball probably does the worst job of the major sports in marketing their stars. Of course, you need your stars to be healthy. Right now, it's basically Ohtani and should be marketing Acuna. He's leading everybody in all-star balloting in the outfield. Vote early, vote often, vote Acuna. But again, MLB, how about some love for Ronald when you keep showing Ohtani every 5 minutes?
I'm with you on that. Acuna for life! Hey, I want to give a big shout-out. No, he's not here, but we love you, Ron Washington. Mm. He was great for this organization. When we found out about a week or so ago that he was going to be shut down for the rest of the season, a lot of people concerned about his health. Known Ron a long time. He took EY, Eric Young.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With them to the Angels, and they've done a really good job. But baseball's better when Ron Washington is in it, regardless if he's with the Braves or elsewhere. He's a big personality and a fun guy and loved, beloved around the league. So sending our best for a quick recovery. And Ron, we hope to see you next year back being the manager that we know you can be. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you are nobody that could move 25 keys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.